Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know when you look at someone so differently, they physically look different?
Ah! Oh my God! I finally taken my glasses off.
Fam, yes!
I can see you for who you are. Wow. Wow.
Right, guys, we're back, and you already know, as we do, we go straight into the nitty gritty. And the question of the week was, what is a deal breaker in a friendship?
Ooh.
Answers were up and down. I was expecting.
Really?
Yeah. Because a lot of the answers, well, let me premise it. I had faith in the gang, right? In the streets, in the squad. I was expecting funnies. A lot of people were giving me like relationship stuff. But I was like, this is friendship.
Friendship. Yeah, they're going to give relationship stuff. That's all they care about.
They gave relationship stuff. But I had to weed my way through
the bullshit.
And I found some gems.
Gang. All right, cool. Cool. Yeah. What we got?
Making TikTok dance videos and being at it.
Bro! Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Imagine.
That makes sense.
I read that and I thought to myself, imagine I came to the studio like early at like 10 o'clock or something. Just set up. You man don't know. I just flipped that camera around. And I'm just here dancing, doing up all of this stuff. And what do you man walk in one day? Ellis walks in early one day and just catches me.
You're just there.
He just catches me. I'm like, oh.
And you're just trash.
I'm trash and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm just livid. And I leave and I walk back out, come in at like 1:30, just pretend I've never been here.
Deal breaker for me in that exact thing is asking me to do a TikTok with you.
Oh, facts.
You can never ask me to do a TikTok.
I'm not doing a TikTok dance.
I'm not doing TikTok. Yeah. I'm not doing Be Real. Yeah. I'm not doing none of these things.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for stuff.
Yeah,
there's
stuff.
I don't care about TikTok trends. There's one MJ trend going around at the minute.
Okay.
What's the dun 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 dun
dun. Dun, oh, you rock! Dun, oh, yeah. So the guy doing it on the treadmill.
I've seen it on the treadmill, but yeah. People are just doing the.
Oh, you rock my world.
Yeah. Just the. Dance.
Yeah, and he's doing the. Yeah. And the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
I've seen.
And that. They come with the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it, bro.
Yeah.
This hot thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I see your brother doing it on a treadmill. It looks smooth, bro.
It
looks smooth.
I want to do it. I don't want to TikTok it, but I want to do it, bro.
Just do it in order to see that you've still got it. See if you still got it.
Oh, I love seeing it every time it comes up.
That's jokes. Found out my old mate referred to me as her gutter friend because she goes to a posh uni.
Bro, my gutter friend.
Gutter friend.
She goes Nottingham Trent, my gutter ting.
Oh, that's
she goes
peak.
Cov, my gutter ting.
So peak.
What's the other one? Big. Oh, Birmingham City. Oh, that's a gutter ting.
That's a gutter ting.
That's a gutter ting.
That's a gutter ting still. Leicester. What's the Leicester? What's the other one? De Montfort.
That's what I say. DMU?
Yeah.
Gar.
Tarts
in there. I remember everyone used to sell me DMU. They said the ratio was brazy.
Yeah.
It was 70-30 gal.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't even get in. Yeah. But when I went there, I went,
It's jokes. Lifting up my girl knowing full well I can't.
That's not even a friendship.
That's
a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Lifting up my girl knowing damn well I can't.
Yeah.
That's intense, man, because I hate knowing that the girl knows you can't either.
Mm-hmm. And she knew that from the jump as well.
I told you that one time I fell over picking up a ting.
I don't remember.
Fam?
Maybe you have, but I genuinely don't remember.
Listen to me now.
God.
Because you know who the thing is as well. She was sturdy.
Okay.
This is uni times before, this is how I know when it was, because this is before we were doing leg days properly.
Okay.
This is when we were doing like just leg press.
Okay.
Leg press and a bit of calves.
And we'd
call it a day.
Yeah.
Before my squatting game was elite, this is probably first or second year of uni.
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping with this girl. You know who it is. And one day I was in her room. Mm-hmm. She lived in, what's that bottles one that you lived in? Priory Hall.
I know who it is.
No. She didn't live there when you lived there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was a year younger than us.
Okay.
One day she was straddled across my lap.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Edge of the bed, yeah. Straddled across my lap. Definitely. And the bed's low. Yo. So you can already see the thigh angle, like, going in. Yeah, okay. I'm coming from the pocket.
Yeah.
I'm squatting out of the pocket. Yeah.
Ask the grass already. Yeah.
Facts,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hamstring and calf are touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming straight out of pocket. Yeah. And she's a strong, she's like, a good 75 kilos, okay. 80 kilos, okay. Sturdy thing.
Okay.
Fam?
Am I talking 10 years ago?
Yeah. I was weak.
Yeah.
In body and mind, I was weak.
Body and mind!
Bro, body and mind, I was weak, bro. I thought, let me hold this. Mm. Stood up, immediately, because obviously, as well, the way it's not parallel.
Yeah, so the gravitational.
The gravitation yanked me forward. Mm. And I wasn't doing deadlifts then either. Mm. So my erectors, they didn't know what just happened. Fam, we were lips in, picked her up, immediately fell forward.
Off the bed, onto the floor.
Off the bed, and I'm bent over now, and she's like, finger locking the back of my neck.
Yeah.
So I had to shake her off my neck. She had to fall alone, because I would have fell on top of her, I couldn't have it. So she fell back, and in one reflex, shook her off my neck.
Oh, wow.
Smacked her head on the floor.
Wow, I don't think you've ever told me this. Maybe you have, but I genuinely don't remember, bro.
Yeah, I probably didn't. Now that I'm reliving it, I probably didn't. Damn. I probably came straight home and shut up.
Fair enough. It was embarrassing, bro.
Fair
enough. Damn.
Embarrassing, bro.
Was this like addressed or discussed? Or like, was it like bless?
No, I stayed there for a little while longer, but I don't remember how we got over it.
Mm.
I don't remember how we got over it. All I know is I didn't bang her that day.
Oh, okay.
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Say less. Oh, I bet, G. I bet. What's the deal breaker in a friendship? Putting milk in before the tea bag.
What?
Exactly, bro. So are they doing milk, tea bag, then water?
It must be milk. Because I know, hang on. Milk, I guess. Milk, tea bag. Then you got the tea milk.
Yeah.
That gray milk. And then water.
Oh, that's bonkers.
That sounds diluted.
That's just backwards, bro.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
When they can't behave in public places. Fair.
So you can, do I have a friend like that?
I don't think, but I can understand. I can
100%.
Definitely. We've all been places where we just see other friendship groups and you see that one person in the friendship group just acting crazy.
Bro, I feel like Edison must have a friend like that because white people... They just are like that. They have one friend who gets drunk and does wild shit.
Yeah.
That's just trying to think. Maybe some people from college, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You just can't take out with the group, with the rest of the
group. That was like one of my boys back in the day. He knows how to act in public, but you couldn't take him out. Mm. Promise you he's fighting.
Oh.
Promise you he's fighting someone.
Oh, God.
It was the most stressful thing.
That's jarring. When they don't like roller coasters. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a deal breaker?
I want to say it's a... Okay, that's a lot, but I understand.
How often, I understand it's jarring, but how often are we, just don't bring me that day. If we're doing up Fort Park, I just won't come.
Yeah, but.
It doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Fair. I'll take that, fair.
But also, it's just a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster, man up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That time we went, last time we went to Fort Park, I was hungover after Taser Ting. Yeah. Worst day of my life.
Yeah, I know, you were struggling that
day. I found worst day of my life.
I was engulfed in the whole thing.
Yeah, you
engulfed.
Were loving it. Because I was ready to chalk up the whole day.
Mm.
We'd done everything. I thought I'd given you enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I told you from the jump, I'm not on it. Yeah. I don't want to be here. Yeah. Let's just get through the day. Mm. Your energy somehow just rose throughout the day. And I really, really felt like I'd given you enough. And then you were like, stealth, let's go.
Let's go, yeah.
And I was like, obviously not. We can joke about it as long as we need to joke about it, but I promise you at the end of the day, I'm going to get on it. When I was on it, I was livid, bro.
We were at the front of the queue.
Yeah, I was livid, bro. I thought, I can't believe he's doing this to me. He knows how I felt since we got here.
Yeah,
that was six hours ago.
It wiped us, to be fair. We were knackered.
I hated that day. Yeah. And it was a 4-hour drive home.
Yeah, I remember I stayed in London that day and I drove home the next day. I had to.
Did you still live in Manny then?
I still live in Manny then, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I stayed at Cheerleaf's that night.
I remember. You're lying. Did you really?
Yeah. That was a year ago. It was over a year ago.
No, what?
Roughly a year ago. It was summer last year.
Was it really?
Yeah, bro. I still live in Manny. Time's flying.
Whoa, was it really?
Yeah, bro. Time is gone.
Wow.
Time is really gone, yeah. It was tail end of summer. Because I do remember I was speaking to the estate agent whilst I was at Thorpe Park. I was on the phone to them, I remember.
Oh, damn.
Because they were having some sort of issue with my moving day or whatever, I remember. Yeah.
Damn, wow. Yeah,
so it would have been August, September times, August maybe.
So nearly a year ago.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, man.
That's nuts. I had no idea.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. But yeah, I've got a few more. I'm just reeling them off. What's a deal breaker in a friendship? Involving me in your drama. I want to spectate, not participate.
Yeah, I've done that to you a few times. I'm
like, I've had to charge them all. Though. I've had to charge
There's
them
all. There's been two or three occasions I've dragged you in.
I've had to charge them all.
I'm sorry every time. But I'll put me in a corner, I'll do it
again. The thing is, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I just have to be prepared
for it. At least I come clean.
Yeah.
As soon as I've done it, I tell you immediately what I've done.
Yeah, I have to just accept it.
Oh, fuck. You're a good friend. You're a good friend. You're a good friend.
Having new best friends every month.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. Don't ever let me see. Because obviously, everyone loves to joke about this Toby thing. Mm. I love Toby more than anyone in this room. So yeah, those jokes need to stop. Fam, I'm having a man stop me on road say, where's Toby?
Oh, God.
That's crazy, chat. Yeah, because that happened in Leeds.
Oh, swear.
I was on the way to tattoo.
Oh, swear.
Some random brother came up to me in the middle of the street.
Oh, man.
And was like, yo, what's going on? I was like, what's up, man? And he was like, where's Toby? Oh, that clip was months ago.
They're never going to forget.
Fam. That clip was months
ago. They're never going to forget.
They're never going to. But yeah, I love Toby. But also, yeah, don't let me see just new people in your story all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's impossible.
Say less. I hear that. If you don't know how to go, if you don't know how to go along with the lie, facts.
Mm.
Facts. Every relationship, friendship group has that.
Yeah, facts. Bro. I don't trust for a second. I feel like I'm throwing under the bus. This guy, Ellis, I would never trust. Because I would never trust you to be like, bro, like if I say, okay, question. Yeah. Speak to me when I'm speaking to you. What the fuck is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, okay, random. Tell the truth. I actually don't believe everyone would do this either. It kind of would, but I don't think you'd get it.
Okay.
This guy would get it immediately. If I text you randomly.
Okay.
4 p.m. on a Wednesday and said, bro, last night was sick. Thanks for getting me home okay. I just texted you that. Bro, last night was sick. Thanks for getting me home okay. What are you responding?
But what the fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah, bro, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
I probably just put a question mark.
No, you don't
exactly.
Put question marks.
Nah, bro, nah.
You say, yeah, bro.
Bro,
you
I
say,
can't believe you don't think I'll get that.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I can't believe you didn't think I would say that. If you text me that on a random one, we didn't do fuck all last night.
And you messaged me,
say, yo, fam, last night was lit. Say, forget me home. I'm just messaging. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? I'm texting back. Minor.
Yeah.
Keeping it short and sweet and keeping it pushing.
I'd thought you got the wrong number.
Facts, that's what I said, bro.
Yeah, all right, fair play.
Wrong number.
Fair play.
Bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, answer is all good, bro.
Yeah, all good. Keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing.
And then we meet face to face, talk to me.
Face to face, talk to me. What are we lying about and why?
Yeah.
Facts.
More deets later on down the line.
But Jesus, Ellis.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
That's a question mark.
What are you talking about?
I'd be livid. Ellis, I'd be livid. Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, all right, what's a deal breaker in a friendship? I was once told, if you two break up, I'm going straight for her. Wow. If you two break up, I'm going straight for her. Me and my girl, we're happy lovey-dovey. You come and tell me, yo, big man, not gonna lie, your babes is banging. Fine.
She's banging.
Bad.
Yeah.
If you man ever break up,
I'm going straight in there.
That would take my breath away, James. I wouldn't know what to believe, bro. I wouldn't know what to believe.
You know when you look at someone so differently, they physically look different.
Oh my God! I'm finally taking my glasses off.
Fam, yeah.
See you for who you are. Wow.
Wow.
Your face shape would change no, before my eyes. No, wow. My
you are somebody else. You are somebody
that's
else.
Crazy.
Fuck
that's,
me.
That's jokes.
Right, a few more. Broke as fuck. Ain't nobody gonna keep paying for you. Facts.
Whoa.
Facts. You gonna keep paying for a friend all the time?
No. Not all the time. But also, one thing, I was actually having a discussion with someone about this the other day. Mm-hmm. One deal breaker for me in a friendship, 1,000,000% is like stinginess.
Okay.
Let's say me and you just happen to be out and about in London.
Mm-hmm.
And my car's just like, someone's done up fraud on my card and it's canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got no money on me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've got a little bit of cash, but I can't use Apple Pay. I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
If I tell you that and you don't immediately give me your card and be like, I'll use Apple Pay, you use my card and we'll sort the rest out later. We can't be boys.
I hear that.
If I tell you I'm fucked and we are actively in Westfield right now,
you need
to tell me right now, mine, I've got you.
Yeah. Facts.
Otherwise, nah.
Yeah, facts. But then again, it depends on who you're with. Obviously, if it's me and you, it's different. Like, it depends on who you're with.
Oh,
at a specific time.
Yeah.
If that scenario was to take place.
I don't mean just like an acquaintance or anything like that. I mean like we are friends.
Yeah, okay, say less. Yeah. Makes perfect sense. When he's always playing gay, just come out and be gay.
First of all, I feel specifically attacked. Bro,
wow, that's hilarious! I didn't even put two minutes together until you said that. That's hilarious.
Just come out and be gay.
Just come out, stop playing gay, and just be gay, James.
Bro, I couldn't. I really, really would have to pick one of two hats.
Okay,
because it would be one. It'd be who do you actually think you're talking to?
Yeah.
Or two, I'll be like, lips me then if you want me to be gay.
Okay.
Lips me then. I'll double down.
Yeah. You probably will double
down. Yeah. Stop playing gay. If you were serious and were like, bro, you know what? Yeah. Stop playing gay and just be gay. I'll be like, swear, and I will leap in, and be like, yeah.
I'd fall off my chair.
Yeah.
I'd fall back off my chair. I'd be so petrified.
I say, run it again. Say it again if that's what you want.
I'll tell him cut the cameras. Yeah. Cut all the cameras, all of them.
That's funny.
Wanting to borrow sex toys. Wow.
Okay, no.
Wow.
No,
that's DNA
no,
stuff.
No. We're not doing that.
Green bubbles in a text. Fair.
Yeah.
It's jarring.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Yeah.
Being a backup friend. Wow.
Oh, so like you weren't first draft.
First draft for the meeting or for the outing, for anything.
That's not fair. It's not fun.
If they clap when the plane lands.
Yeah.
That happened when we landed in LA, that happened.
Did it?
Yeah. Few people around us. And there was a lady in front of us. She rolled her eyes. She was American. She rolled her fucking eyes. Why the fuck are you clapping?
I can't stand when people clap. It's so stupid.
When they make fun of you a little too much.
Just
a little too much.
When you're the go-to butt of the joke, it's just
like
not
every
funny.
Time? Come on,
it's just not funny, bro.
Like, am I your boy or not?
Yeah, and no one else gets grilled for anything.
It's just me.
Yeah. I'm tired of it.
Last but not least, if he's over 6 foot and can't dunk, it's just unacceptable.
Bro.
That's what the streets are saying.
Bro, okay.
But yeah, deal breaker, guys.
Bro, okay.
Guys, in the comments, let us know what your deal breaker is.
All right, say less. That was cool, man. Interesting change of question.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Okay, guys, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on this lovely Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful Monday. Sorry about the late arrival of last week's episode. I was happy about the abuse that I was sent that day, but also obviously deeply hurt.
Yeah.
One guy sent me a voice note, bro.
Really?
Bro, one guy sent me a voice note on Instagram was like, deep voice, and was like, literally like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Literally, bro, I've been at work all fucking day. I've come home, waiting to watch Saturn.
Yeah.
You man need to pull your fucking finger out. What's going on?
Like a threat. Oh, say
swear. Do you know what it reminds me of? You know Stormzy's album on the first track? I'm sure it's not Big Mike. When it brays in the intro, in Stormzy plays a voice note from Labretta and he's like, "Oi, Stormzy, blood, I beg you, release some music."
Yeah, that rings a...
You pussy.
Yeah, yes, that rings a bell. Yes,
bro,
yes.
Honestly,
yes.
This guy was heated. And I can imagine, I know what them 9 to 5s, man. I need to know I'm coming home to something sexy.
Something, yeah, I need to know. Release.
Yeah. So to have it not be there is jarring. But anyway, guys, I really appreciate it. I appreciate it that everyone was so vexed that the episode was late. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Shows how on it you guys
Yeah,
are.
You guys are really, really on it. And the cult is in full swing. So we appreciate you guys. And yeah, man, it's been a trip. First leg of our Log Cabin tour is done.
A success, man.
It's been a crazy success.
Huge success. It's been so fun.
Yeah, I've been super, super stoked. So thank you to everyone who came.
Facts.
It's been amazing. And obviously, guys, back to regular programming. Mm. If you enjoy the show that much, we ask that you prove it. Okay? Thanks. So please head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and come on, man, get in church. Mm-hmm. Get in church and let's go. Start supporting the babies, supporting your daddies. It's going to cost you a measly £3 a month.
£10 a day.
All you need to do is run the piece at SNG over on Patreon and you can watch every episode from the last 3 and a bit years. You guys tune in every Monday and you must be thinking, guys, every time I tune in, it's either episode 281, 283, 285, 287, 289. Where's the even numbers? It's not making sense. Is this some kind of practical joke? Yeah. Guys, the even numbers, every even number is over on Patreon. So head on over there, binge yourself silly, jump in the Discord, enjoy all the perks and let us know how you feel, all right?
Facts.
Guys, if you are watching on YouTube, you already know what to do. Mm. Help us get that gold plaque. Help us get that juicy, gold, sexy little plaque that we can put in the studio and hit 1 million subscribers. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, man.
So we're hard tracking on the way there. We're close to like 800K now, I think. Yeah. So we're flipping close now.
We're actually close. All you guys that aren't subscribers, you're just listening and watching, hit the button, bro.
Yeah. Please, just smack that tasty little button, and do something for your boys, and it'll make a massive difference. And guys, yeah, as always, if you are listening to the show on any audio platform, please leave a nice review, listen all the way through, follow the channel. It means the world to us. It makes a massive difference for the show. And your listening experience, of course, because your boys will be happier. Mm-hmm. Happy daddy means happy show. That's literally what it is.
Facts.
So anyway,
equilibrium.
Guys, everyone shut up for a minute and hear me out. Today's the day. I'm going to try and win top five. For the first time in like 6 weeks. I'm so nervous, bro. I'm so nervous. I'm tired of taking L's, bro.
Right, everybody get your boards out for top five. Right, guys, everyone got their boards ready?
Yeah.
So the top five this week is top five brands. So I want you to tell me what the top five brands are or have been up until 2023. Like the most, when I say top five in sense of most successful, most profitable
brands.
Just in general, it could be tech, it could be clothing, everything.
Everything.
Wow.
Up until 2023.
Oh God. Okay, so they have to still be in business in 2023 or they could have made X amount of money between 1970 and 2022 and they still...
Yeah, they're still in the top. They will still be part of the top 5/top 10.
All right, even if they're not still in business now. God damn it. Top five brands, bro.
Yeah.
There's too many.
There's literally nothing more of a vague, widespread than this.
Come on, don't fuck this up.
And it's your chasing now, boy.
Because I was annoyed about the Beatles one. The music. Actually, I think you still would have won anyway. If I got Beatles,
I think
if you got Beatles, you won more than me.
Yeah.
But I only went.
Queen, you didn't get Queen, and yeah.
I only went Elvis though because you went Beyonce. So
was Elvis you, in it?
Elvis was in the top five.
Yeah, he was.
I only
was.
Went Elvis was because you said Beyonce. Yes. I didn't want to say the same answer as you. So
I was so annoyed that.
Yeah.
I fucked it up.
See what I'm saying? Like, what?
How does that work?
So he said his ones first and he said Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had Beyonce written down And I said, and I had Elvis also, and I thought, oh, well, he said Beyonce, so I'm just going to say Elvis. He was one of my...
So when you said you were locked in...
Wait, you switched
That's
it.
Exactly what we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying, about the locking in.
So locking in means you have to pick the ones...
I wasn't locked in. I was still, I still had mine, and I was thinking...
Nah. Every week before anyone speaks, it always says locked in. That means whatever's written down now that you've selected, you have to say those ones.
Right.
So what you're saying is...
Once he said his answer, you changed your locked in answer to something else.
I had, yeah.
Because you had Beyonce.
I had Beyonce, but I was in two minds between those two. But when he said it...
That's a loophole.
Yeah,
that's what that is. That's a loophole.
I'm not doing honorable mentions anymore.
Okay, all right. We're scrapping honorable mentions going forward.
Yeah. That's a controversial point.
Yeah,
that's a controversial point.
That would have been the whole thing. Rem, you go first since you were locked in first. Actually, no. Let me tell you 10 to 6, and then you will tell me your 5.
If we're doing that, then we have to turn and face
now.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you 10 to 6.
If you're telling me 10 to 6,
yeah.
When we do it, we have to turn a face.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not seeing boards,
yeah,
you could say, if three sense. Of mine, yeah, I could just think of three more on the spot and say that they're on my board.
Cool. Number 10, TikTok.
Oh God, I didn't even think of social media brands.
I didn't put any social media brands.
Why are you sweating, bro? Number 9, Tesla.
Wow. Really?
I almost put Tesla down. Yeah. I'm glad I did.
Tesla's already a top 10 brand of all time.
I've put Tesla.
Did you?
That's one of mine.
Damn.
Number 8, Verizon.
No.
Number 7, ICBC.
These are all American things, isn't it?
I think that's the International Bank of China.
ICBC.
6, the Samsung Group.
Oh, God. Right, and then...
Now we're five to one. Rem, you give me your 5 and turn them over.
Okay, so I got Amazon, Tesla, Google, Apple, and Microsoft. I know
you might have smashed me.
Google's under it's underneath something. There's a name for it. I can't remember the name of the actual.
Yeah, it's underneath. I can't remember, but still, it might. Yeah.
Google. Amazon, Tesla, Google, Microsoft,
Apple.
You might have smoked me. My head was not in the right space.
Tech.
Ellis.
I've gone. Don't laugh at my writing. Nike, Apple, Microsoft, Google, PlayStation.
Nike, Apple, Microsoft.
See, Nike, Microsoft was for me.
James.
I've gone Apple, Volkswagen, Disney, McDonald's, and Nike.
McDonald's?
I didn't even think of McDonald's.
I know Facebook's number one. I know Facebook's number one, bro. I'm livid about it. Go on.
Facebook's actually number 14.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank God for that. All right.
Thank God. Cool.
It doesn't make me feel any better about what I've got, but go on.
Number 5, Walmart.
Okay.
Fine.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'll let that slide.
Yeah. Go on.
Your heart's beating.
Racing, bro. I can't stop switching.
Number 4, Microsoft.
Hey. For God's sake.
One.
Yeah.
Please.
What's it, please?
Go on.
Number 3, Google.
Yep.
I'm just
trying. It to me.
It's chalked. I can't win now.
Give it to me.
I can't win now.
Because there's no way. I've only got this Apple and Amazon. They've got to be up there.
It's done.
2. Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Fam, give me the dub. Fuck's give sake. It to me. Apple.
Number 1. Apple.
Oh my days. Give me this dub. 4 yes. out of 5 again.
Well played, Rem.
Yo,
well fucking played.
He's bang. Just off his whole
team. Let's go.
Volkswagen are... They're not even in the top 25. Disney are 23rd.
That doesn't make sense, bro. What do you mean Disney are 23rd?
That's what it says, bro.
They might make money.
How is Tesla more than Disney?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. What list is this? Because I'm tired of these controversial lists.
This is the Global 500 2023 ranking.
So this is the 2023 ranking. So when I asked, this is not what I asked you at the beginning, 100%.
What did you ask me?
So this is who's making the most money in 2023.
But no, it's a 2023 ranking in general.
Yeah, so this is what ranks are the top 500 companies or the top 500 brands in 2023 right now. I asked you if a company started in 1970 and went bust in 2022, would they still hit these rankings? No. This is a 2023 ranking top companies. That's why Tesla's in there.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you.
There's no way. I promise you, there's no way Tesla's made more money than Volkswagen. That's impossible.
In the space of dawn of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2023, definitely.
Fair.
I feel cheated and lied to.
McDonald's is 39th.
Yeah, and that's the same McDonald's.
Mm.
I feel cheated and lied to. I specifically asked a question at the beginning of the game to get clarification on my top five.
That's why I'm up for Volkswagen. His face. Right, it's 5-4, 5-4-2.
Five. Let's go.
5-4-2. Rem's taking the lead, boy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ski.
Let's go. We've got a new leader, guys. We've got a new champ.
This is bullshit, bro.
And we'll re-up next week. We've got a new champ. We'll re-up next week. Say less.
Explain the rules, bro.
Say less. Say less. Say less. Say less.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I know I'm taking this too personally, but that's really jarred me. Fun fact, did you know Volkswagen's responsible for 5% of all the world's pollution?
Pollution. I think I did know that. I think I did know that.
That's why they hit my top five, bro. Mm.
How do you think I did know that?
For God's sake.
That was top five, guys.
That was top five.
Hope you guys got any at home.
Right, I just want to say something real quick.
Hit me.
Hmm.
Every time you say, please, please.
I want to say something, because I get nervous talking about it. Yeah. Real quick.
Mm. I already know what we're talking about. Yeah. Talk to me, bro.
My I don't feel like my stuff's peeling back, but it might be.
Okay.
So I was saying, like, I inspect my hairline on a daily.
Yeah.
On a daily, bro.
Yeah. I'm in the mirror just brushing forward. Spud
me. Facts, I brush forward. I brush forward. Yeah. That's why my waves look wavy.
And I don't brush because, you know, obviously brushes are this way. I turn it.
Yeah. So you get the extra length.
I'm concerned.
So, obviously, I stress about my hairline. So consensus, we spoke about this before. Consensus is, if your hairline's, Ellis reckons, if his hairline starts to dissipate, he's lopping it off.
Straight off. Yeah, he's not wasting time.
Straight away.
Rem, what are you saying?
About. Sorry.
You're trying to restore it?
Yeah, I'm restoring it, bro.
All right, you're trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Say less.
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm bringing that bitch back.
Yeah, you're not taking it off.
Nah, to be fair,
you could actually firm a ballad, but
I've got a beard.
I have a beard as well.
If I'm asking,
it's just your head shape, your beard and everything. And I've seen your dad.
Fair.
And your dad doesn't look too dissimilar from you.
Fair. I can't remember last time I saw my dad with hair.
Facts.
Yeah.
Same with my dad.
Yeah.
But I don't look anything like my dad. So I couldn't pull it off. Light skins need hair as well. It's part of the package.
It's part of the package, bro.
You date a light skin guy, you get hair. Yeah. You get a fade.
Yeah.
That's what you're bringing to the table. That's facts. what we all do, the same thing.
Facts. Light skin girl, curly hair. Like, it's facts. Part of the package, yeah.
Also, beards. Connected. No? Do you want to grow a beard?
Yes, I'd love to.
Was it yes?
I'd love to, but I just get a bit of bum fluff on my chin.
It takes time, bro. I think I started growing mine when I was... How old are you now? You're 22.
22.
I think I started growing mine maybe like 21, 22. So there's time, bro.
I get nothing.
You get nothing?
I get a little goatee.
Just keep it, bro.
Yeah, fam, and...
Oh, bro, I got two genetic patches.
You got firm patches.
You've got patches.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I've seen it.
They're just never gone.
Yeah, every time I look at you, I think it's coming.
It's coming.
It's not those patches, boy.
Nah,
it's not.
All right, say less. Yeah. Right, cool. So, general consensus is apart from Ellis, we're restoring and including Ellis, we want full luxurious beards.
Yeah.
We want to be men.
Yeah, facts.
We want to be men, bro.
Let's go.
Okay, cool. So, on a restorative nature, let's chat about this company real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This company, real quick, is important. It's called Plant Made.
Mm-hmm.
So Plant Made, what they do is they are completely, says in the name, Plant Made company, black female owned company, props. Giving back to the black community, it's important. Who specialize in hair and beard health and regrowth.
Love it.
Emphasis on the regrowth.
Love to hear it. It can also be used on all hair types, which is gang.
Listen to me as well, yeah? This is what's important to me because this whole like, the whole like, it's genderless and it's for all races and all hair types. I can't tell you how stressed I get about products that I think aren't for my hair.
Because
the way these man chat to me is if I use L'Oreal beard oil, my beard's gonna fall off.
Yeah.
That's what they speak to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like the whole, like it has to be for a certain beard thing. Like not certain, it has to be for a certain hair type.
Yeah.
You can't use these products on your hair. These products got too many chemicals. This, I get stressed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I get stressed and I get livid. I want to know what to put in my hair to make it silky and fresh and shiny.
I hear you.
And I don't want to be scared that I'm making the thing worse. Because TikTok could tell you, oh, it's all these products that you're putting in your hair, it's all the chemicals. Yeah. That's the reason you're losing your hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rah.
Oh, right. Maybe I should stop.
Maybe I should stop. Yeah, and the next man is saying, now you need to put this in your hair to make sure it grows. And I'm like, rah, I don't know what to do.
Which one do I need
to
do? Facts, bro.
I need a strong hairline. Just tell me how to do it.
And I'll do it.
And Turkey's been belling me. Turkey's been belling me.
Three prongs.
Bam, we see you. Those corners are edge up. So yeah. Plant Made is doing the thing.
Yeah, man.
So everything, no dodgy chemicals, no fears about whether it's the wrong hair type, that's the wrong product for your hair type. This is a girl's product, this is a boy's product, this is all one thing. And Ellis especially, you man, Derma Roller.
Yeah.
Derma Roller on, get in there.
Yeah.
Open up their follicles.
Pores and those follicles.
Yeah, the patches will be, they'll be patched up.
Be full.
The patches will be full and be patched up.
I'll take your word for it.
So yeah, guys, again, all ages, races, all hair types.
Facts.
It's vegan.
Facts.
It's natural.
Facts.
It's high quality.
100% recyclable as well.
100% recyclable, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the names alone.
Yeah.
Fam,
yeah.
This thing's called a souffle.
A soil souffle.
A soil souffle, bro.
It's called inches.
Yeah.
That strength and that growth.
Come on. Inches.
And I like drizzle for that hydration.
That's naughty. They got naughty names.
They have got naughty
names. So it's a naughty product with naughty names, guys.
Man.
So yeah, if you're interested, notes will be in the description, but it's weareplantmade.com.
Facts.
Jump in, grab some, and like, obviously, you know why our beards are healthy.
Facts,
you know why our hairlines are healthy.
Facts,
you know why we're doing a damn thing.
Facts, bro.
Because we have products like this.
Facts.
So anyway,
there we go.
That was a nice little segment.
Yeah, man.
Okay, guys, let's take a very quick break. You already know, especially if you're living in the US, you already know what time it is. It's playoff time, guys. It's playoff time. The playoffs are here, and your friends at Manscaped are here too. And they're making sure your balls are as kissable as the Stanley Cup, my guy. Whether you're an NBA or NHL guy, you want to give your nuggets the best clippers to rid them of pubes.
Come on, wordplay.
The wordplay is,
come on,
is wordplay, mad. The puns,
man,
are punning.
Come on, man.
All right, help them see the summer sun. Don't let your little devils go wild. You need to use the Lawnmower 4.0.
Facts.
And get your boys as smooth as jazz. You can have the balls of kings by going to manscaped.com and using the code SNG
Sierra November Golf
for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you guys. Let's get back to the episode.
Is there?
Right. Anyway, I've got a show recommendation for you, man.
Yes, you've been telling me since
I've
yesterday.
Actually got a show recommendation for you, man.
Okay, I'm going.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
You've probably seen the thumbnail or whatever. Mm. It's called Sanctuary.
I don't think I have.
No?
I don't think I have. Let me put it up while you're talking.
Okay.
Show, right? Or not movie?
It's a show. 8 episodes in this first season.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone through a first season. I used to binge stuff, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't binged stuff like this in a minute. I got through this in like 2 days.
Okay.
They're an hour each, the episodes. Okay. Well, most of them about an hour.
Sanctuary.
It's called Sanctuary. So the premise is... Oh, God.
I've just seen that. I've seen what the premise looks like, and I'm gassed already.
Yeah, fam. So it is like, it's a Japanese show, a Japanese show with obviously like, how do I say, live action.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live action Japanese show.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sumo wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So it follows a guy called Oze, who is looking to basically save up money to help reopen his dad's sushi business that went bust.
Okay.
In order to do that, he's got a goal of 8 million yen that he needs to get as fast as possible. And he's a hoodlum, bro. Mm. He's just like a criminal kind of guy. Mm. He's massive.
The sumo brother or his pops?
The sumo brother.
Okay.
Oze, massive. He's like 17. Mm. And all he does is just mug people and take their money. Just smacks people about.
Okay.
He's a bully, bro.
Okay.
Basically, he gets approached by some guy who runs what they call a stable, which is like where sumo wrestlers train and live and all this stuff. And he approaches Oze and is like, I want you to be a sumo wrestler under my like banner.
Nice.
Yeah, under my banner. Mm. And once you get to this certain rank of sumo, like you're going to be making money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how much money? He's like, bro, like get to this rank, you'll be making like a million a month. So as I said, say less.
I'm involved.
I'm involved. Mm-hmm. But Sumo, what he learns when he gets there is that Sumo has like a long-standing, just like he's very, very traditional. Mm-hmm. Very respectful, very traditional. And he doesn't respect shit.
You're saying Sumo Oze?
His name's Oze.
Yeah, you've been saying Sumo.
Sumo wrestling.
Oh, but you said Sumo said.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just said it twice. That's what I was like, Sumo? What?
I thought I said Sumo has.
Oh, say less, say less.
Sumo has a longstanding tradition. Sorry.
Okay. I was so
if
confused.
I said, I apologize. Okay. Sumo as a sport is very traditional.
I'm with you.
And yeah, very traditional, et cetera, et cetera. You have to be super respectful. You have to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Has like things you have to do basically. And he doesn't do any of it.
Okay.
The guy's a hoodlum. He doesn't give a shit about anything or anyone.
Okay.
He just wants money. Mm-hmm. Run me money. Mm-hmm. And he quickly learns that like he used to be like really, really good at judo. Mm-hmm. And obviously he loves like street fighting and stuff like that. None of that is applicable in sumo. Mm-hmm. So he's getting smacked up.
Mm-hmm. That fucks with the ego.
Yeah. His ego gets murked. Yeah,
I bet. He can't believe it.
Bro.
He can't believe it, yeah.
Jose's ego gets destroyed in this show.
Yeah, okay.
So it's basically just a whole season of from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. Fam,
yeah,
the last two episodes,
juicy. Okay,
he turns into a man.
Okay, say less.
Oh, he turns into a man, bro.
It's an anime already. I'm down.
It gives crazy anime vibes
already. You know already.
Crazy anime vibes, and it's the first actual like live action Japanese show that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, watch bear anime. Mm-hmm. This is like the real thing. Mm. It's basically the same shit. Mm. It's mad, okay. And then like Japanese culture fascinates me. Mm. If anyone who like. Is Japanese or parents are Japanese or knows anyone, I need to understand this thing, right? Mm. So in this show, and I've seen it in like other Japanese films and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Anytime these men go to a restaurant or a bar or whatever, it's always one rich brother with like 9 hoes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're always doing really pervy, creepy shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, there'll be a moment where he's like trying to feed her some like, some gyoza or some shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, no. You're too cute. And she's like, oh, you're playing with me. You know what I mean?
They do it all the time,
bro. It happens in this show like 11 times.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so this is a staple.
Yeah, what's the fascination about this?
What is this thing?
Yeah.
What is this thing where it's just like an older rich guy with bare tings and he's just like, are they, fam, I don't get it. Are they prostitutes? Mm. Like, are they just like gold diggers? Mm. Like, do they actually fancy him? Mm. Like, why is it always one dude, bare gal, and he's doing that flirty, he's just squeezing titties.
They do.
Man
they,
in there are just squeezing
they
titties.
They do that in anime as well.
Bro.
For no reason.
And the gal are always like, giggly, stop, mister. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you're just so cute. Bro, it's mad.
It's jokes because obviously you're saying it in English and I know they're not speaking
English. Bro, yeah. In Japanese, it makes much more sense.
Of course.
But like, bro, it's wild.
Okay.
So I need someone to tell me, what is that?
What is it? Yes. And as well, like the whole how they portray, there's in every anime, there's always a woman, a busty woman, or they're showing underwear for no reason.
Fam?
For no reason.
Jose's ting in this?
Yeah.
Tigs.
Yeah. Just tigs.
Out. Just out. Show, yeah. Bare cleavage.
Always.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
always cleavage and there's always bag.
Yeah, and he can't believe it.
Yeah.
He's all the time.
It's crazy.
It's mad,
me.
Bro. Yeah. It's mad. I don't understand the culture. I just really, really want to wrap my head around it.
Okay.
But the show is fantastic.
Okay, gang. I will definitely watch that. I got someone recommended me a show called Siren. It's not out yet. I checked it. I thought it was out. It's out at the end of this month. It's somewhat given Physical 100. So Siren survived the island. The premise is 24 female police officers, firefighters, bodyguards, soldiers, athletes, and stunt women team up by profession to compete for a survival on a remote island. And they're just here, just doing mad stuff.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. So, and obviously it's Japanese. Is either Japanese or Korean?
Or Korean.
It's Japanese or Korean. And you know them man go hard.
They stay going hard, bro.
So I'm definitely going to watch that as well. So shout out Sanctuary and Siren.
Yeah, I enjoyed Sanctuary a lot. Okay. And they left me on a cliffhanger.
Say less.
Jarring, bro.
Say less. I'll pull it up.
All right. Right, you've got a thread for us, no?
I do. The thread is, ladies, what goes through your mind during this moment? And the picture is a lady's laying on a bed and she's lifting up her pelvis and her panties are getting drawn off.
Ooh.
So that's the picture.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
ladies, what goes through your mind during this moment?
Okay, say less.
I hope he finds it.
Oh damn. I don't wanna. I hate hearing about reality questions in when I'm locked in.
But they're up.
All right, sell it.
I think about my double chin and my ingrown hairs on my coochie.
That's what I mean, bro. Oh, it's jarring.
I don't know, but I'm pregnant now.
Oh. Oh, dear.
I'm pregnant now. I hope he knows what he's about to do. I pray I don't regret this. Hurry up and put it in.
See, this is far too much, like, realistic. I want to hear sauce.
One chick put, I'm fat as fuck.
Fat?
I'm fat as fuck.
There was one time, oh, my God. I don't even, this sounds horrible. I don't even remember who the girl was. Mm. But I remember she was wearing a skirt and tights and heels. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yum. Mm-hmm. Like, she was a bit sturdy as well. Mm-hmm. And was it the same sturdy thing? Because it was definitely in uni. It might have been the same studs. I'm trying to deep it. It might have been.
Okay.
Fam. Oh, this is butters, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
She lifted up her thing. Yeah. Skirt. Drapes up the skirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she lifted up her pelvis.
Yeah.
And the tights were up to here.
Oh, them ones. Okay.
And I could just see, like, stomach under there. Okay. Like, squeeze up.
Yeah.
She was doing up Spanx or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take this off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, as soon as I, like, peeled back the first thing, there was a deep red mark, like, where it indented her skin.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm over this whole situation.
What days.
I'm over this whole situation. And all I also, another thing, I smelt warmth in there.
Oh, must have been a hot day.
Yeah. It was a hot day. And it,
damn.
I went from 100 to zero immediately.
Oh, swear. So you did
from
it?
I can't remember. I probably did.
Yeah.
Because I'm too much of a gentleman not to. Okay. But yeah, no. It wasn't paying.
Damn.
Every other time I've been in that situation, it's the lamest thing I could possibly imagine.
Yeah. It's nothing better, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially when, you know, when like, You're getting there.
Yeah.
And she hasn't moved a muscle
yet.
And you're waiting for the go-ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah!
We're the seal of approval.
Yeah. And as soon as she upstairs, you're like, yank.
We're in business. Yes.
You came
here for a reason. Facts. All right, ladies, what goes through your mind during this moment? Let's see if this guy's really going to do all the nasty shit he said to me in our messages.
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts. I need to be reminded. Actually, this is a little point that might help some people out. You have to remind him.
Mm.
Remind him of what he said.
Mm.
Because once he slips that in, he's not going to remember anything. He's not going to remember any of that.
Yeah. I don't be thinking, I just be moaning. As you're taking it off, just moaning.
Ooh, no contact yet.
Just be moaning. I'll just blow on it. Make a stop. He's like, ooh, he trying to eat. He trying to eat. Say less. Is my stomach in the way?
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Ooh, I be trembling. Wet, just waiting for the first touch.
Yikes.
It's a nail biter.
It's
a nail
biter. That would make me bite my nail straight off the skin.
I wonder if I look like a rotisserie chicken from this angle.
These lot are so butters. He's actually just killing all the mood, bro. This thread is sending.
I told you.
He told me. It's sending me up and down.
That was it.
I'm getting blood from head to toe. Like, it's just jarring, bro.
That was it, bro.
Rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Some are thinking over the top and some are just down.
Yeah, facts.
Wet to the touch.
There was.
Wet to the touch.
Nah. There was a thread I was going to do on the other episode, but I'm actually going to do it here.
All right.
Because it correlates.
It ties.
Yeah, it ties in.
Say less.
This is for the guys.
Okay.
This is for the guys.
Okay.
Guys, why did you smash and never go back?
Okay.
Bro, some of these, man, first of all. So this was a Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all comments.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it was all comments from the guys. Women, I love you lot. I really do. There was more women comments in there. Oh. Cussing the guys.
Comments.
Before, not even cussing the guys' comments. Oh. Jumping in there saying, why did you smash never go back? Probably because his dick was too small. Probably because it couldn't last so long.
Oh my God.
And the amount of times people jump in there, like, ain't nobody talking to you.
Facts, man.
Shut up. Facts. Let us
you
speak.
You always have your time.
You always get the post. This post is for us. Let us say stuff.
Oh my God.
Anyway. And then bare chicks just replying to all the man them comments. It's like, yo, man, this is not your time.
Let us have fun.
Let us complain about stuff sometimes.
Let us have fun, man.
Hey, yo. But these were funny.
All right.
Why did you smash and never go back?
Yeah.
Bro, one bro said, the backshot air was disturbing.
Oh,
the backshot air was disturbing.
Oh, my. Oh, that's poor.
That, you know that.
Yeah, that vacuum air.
That vacuum air, and it's just running up your torso and then
into your nostrils.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's going out of her inside of me.
This is a 9-hour day.
Yeah.
This is a 9-hour, this is 9-hour tum I'm clapping.
Wow. Yeah.
One guy just said, basic post-nut clarity.
Fair fucking
That's what
play.
We do.
Fair
That's
play.
What we do, bro.
Fair play.
Fam. One breath said, her kids came in asking for hot Cheetos mid-clap.
What? Hot Cheetos?
Mom, I want some hot Cheetos.
Mid-clap.
Mid-clap. Yeah,
no,
you'll
no
never
respect.
See me again.
Facts.
You'll never, ever, ever,
Handle
ever,
your
ever.
Kids with care, man. Obviously, if the door's closed, you know the door's closed for a reason.
Fam, implement rules in your house.
Facts, man. Do something about it. Don't let just them man run
just
around.
Just run in here rampant. I need control. An iron fist.
Get control of the yard.
Yeah, for the afternoon nuts, I need an iron fist in this house.
Yeah, get control, man. The fuck? Control of the yard, man. What is all of that? That's mad.
Yeah. Oh, you idiot.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yo, fam, sometimes you lock into character so well. That's a kid in control of the yard, man. Matthew and parental advice mid-clap. That's so jokes. Bro, one guy said her son kept calling me dad.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Oh, God, no. That will make my heart beat in the wrong way.
Dad?
I'd be so scared. Oh, on like
a question.
Oh.
Open-ended.
Oh.
Dad?
Is that you?
Dad? I'll grab his face and move him out of the way. Fam?
Oh, no.
I'll grab his face, grab a Ribena and dip.
Let me hide.
Yeah. I'm grabbing a juice, a Capri Sun. Get out of my face, bro.
Oh no.
Not today, not never, young man.
Dad? Oh, that's scary hours.
Bro.
That's scary hours. Wow. Nah, dead all dad.
Fam, that'll make me squeeze my drink.
Quickly.
That'll make me squeeze my drink. Wow. I'll cuss on the way out as well.
Facts.
Oh, one guy said it was too good.
Wow.
Why did you smash and never go back? It was too good.
Damn, he's going back.
Oh, he has to go back.
He's going back. He's just not been back for a while. He's going back. What do you mean it was too good?
Yeah. He's two story replies away from running up in that yard.
He's going back.
Wow, her baby daddy came to me as a man.
Wow.
That's not a thing either.
That is never a thing.
Her baby daddy came to me as a man.
Wow, okay.
I know you're up in there, but this is my family.
Please stop. I love her.
Please stop.
Please, bro.
Please, bro. Please.
Please.
No. You can't mess with me like that. Please, because I'll stop immediately.
Yeah, facts.
Bro, I know you're in it for a good time, but please, bro.
Please, man.
Please, bro. That's the mother of my kids.
Please.
Please, bro, stop.
I need that back.
Yeah. Stop stretching around like that.
God.
All right, bro. Say less. Fam, her pinky toe didn't have a nail on it. Her pinky toe didn't have a nail on it, bro.
So what was there?
Just skin, hard skin, bro.
Oh.
That would scare me. Just four painted beautiful nails and then just some crooked thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah. That's an accident at work.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Fam, I found a half-eaten sandwich when I dropped my phone under the bed. A half-eaten sandwich. Man was just doing up.
Under the bed.
Half-eaten sandwich under the bed.
She has no control.
You're a tramp.
Yeah, she has no control.
You're a tramp.
Wow, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro, that text, if I'm looking for my phone, and I feel that gooey texture.
I'm vomiting straight away. What is that? Because nothing like that should be under a bed.
I would never know it was a half-eaten sandwich because as soon as I feel it, I'll jump out my skin and run out.
Phone or no phone?
Phone or no phone, keep it, bro. Whatever monster's under there can keep it. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
That is fucking disgusting, bro.
Half-eaten sandwich, bro.
Oh, bro, that missionary stare was giving child support.
Oh.
She was looking inside his soul.
That's scary.
It's not in there.
Yeah, that's
not
scary.
Not in there.
Yeah, that's...
Not in
there. Focused. Yeah, that's scary.
No. Baby, stop. Baby. No. Stop. Fam, one bro said, her foot bottom cut my knee.
I'm trying to figure out how.
They were just doing up. I don't even know.
I'm trying to think. Positions, were they cuddling? How small is she? How tall is he?
God knows, bro.
How?
God knows.
But the fact
that you're asking the wrong questions.
I know.
Where's your foot care?
Don't get me wrong. I understand why is the foot bottom so hard, but how did it also happen?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. You need that. You need that pedicure ASAP.
Ah, fam, last one. The coochie. The coochie hair. I can't even read it, but I have to say it off memory. The coochie hair.
Must have been so. Stop. Read the thing like a man. What is this, bro? Man's covering his eyes and peeking at the same time. What the fuck, man? Read it out. Read it out like it's meant to be read.
Oh, fam, man said the coochie hair felt like the green side of a sponge.
No! That's so specific as well.
So rough and so specific.
Wow, the green
side of a sponge. That's the scour inside.
That is.
That's where you get the dry food off.
Oh.
That's how you get rid of dry food, bro. The green side.
Wow.
No, that's horrible.
That's rough hair.
That's the roughest.
Oh, wow.
That's the roughest of hair.
Wow, that is a shame.
Jesus Christ, that made me laugh.
Though. What a shame.
Back shot air? Nah.
Yeah, disgusted. That's a whiff and a half.
That's horrible.
That's a whiff and a half.
I've got to say something.
Hit me. Let me swig some water.
I saw something the other day that shook me to my core. It's a bit dark and I don't want to make light of it.
Okay.
But guys, sometimes when I'm nervous, I laugh. I have to get this on my chest.
Okay.
So I may have said this before. This won't apply to people outside of the UK, but the M1 is the worst road in this country.
Okay.
The M1 is full of traffic all the time.
Okay.
So I'm on the M1 last week. Mm-hmm. I'm on the M1 last week, due south.
Mm-hmm.
Just minding my business. Mm-hmm. Think I was going to Milton Keynes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on there and I get stuck in traffic, bro. Mm-hmm. Bumper to bumper traffic. Damn. And I'm like, ah, oh, this is jarring. So I'm there for literally like 20 minutes, half an hour, mm-hmm. just 2 miles an hour at a time. Mm-hmm. As I get closer, it's one of them ones that I complain about all the time, where the only reason there's traffic on my side is because something's happening on the other side and everyone's slowing down.
Yeah.
I'm here thinking, you bastards, bro.
Yeah.
I got places to be. Yeah. Speed up.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't care what's happening over there. Speed up.
Yeah.
Brother.
Mm.
When I got there, I slowed all the way down.
Oh, swear.
I stopped the car.
Oh, swear.
There was a brother sat on the edge of a bridge about to jump.
Oh, my God.
Brother. There was a brer sat on the edge. So, you know, when it's like, when I say sat on the edge, I don't mean sat on the railings.
Yeah.
I mean sat on the other side of the railings on the small steep of concrete that holds the bridge up.
So the bridge that you go under when you're on the M1.
When you're under one of those, one of those overhead bridges.
Oh, so he was going to jump onto the M.
Yeah. Jump straight on the street to get hit by a car. He would have died before he hit by a car, but yeah. He was going to jump straight off there. There's a police officer trying to talk him down.
Wow.
And I was like, raw. My guts felt funny. Mm. Pause. My guts felt all jiggly and funny. Mm. And I was like, whoa, that's a brother about to kill himself.
Mm.
And do you know how I know he was real?
Mm.
He had no shoes on.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say he had no shoes on.
He had no shoes on, bro. Yeah. I said, right, serious?
Yeah. He wanted to feel it.
Fam?
He wanted to feel it, yeah.
He hasn't even planned for the journey home.
Yeah.
He's ending it today, bro. He has no intention of going home.
Wow.
He had no shoes. At first, how did you know?
I don't know. It just came to mind, but as soon as he said, as soon as he sat on the thing, he's like, he's got no shoes on. I just had that feeling, bro.
Bro, brother had no shoes on.
Damn.
And he had his fingers, he was leaning over as well. Wait, so he was sat on the edge, yeah. And he locked his fingers back here. He was screaming at a policeman. All I could see was barefoot, and I was like, oh my God.
Jesus.
So yeah, anyway, I carried on with my day. I had to go on the M1 on the way back, and yeah. I thought, I don't know what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
All I know was traffic was moving again.
Okay.
I don't know which way we led.
Yeah. But something happened.
Something happened, and traffic was moving again.
Wow, that happened to me. I can't remember what M I was on, but I was definitely still living in Manny. I could have been coming from Manny to London or vice versa. But again, same again, traffic on my side, but it was an event happening on the other side of the road. But when I say there was traffic, bro. I might have said it on the pod, I can't really remember. As I was getting closer and closer and closer, and I realized, oh my days, it's not in my side. There's chaos on the other side.
Mm.
Because for like a good 5-10 minutes, as we were creeping, I was noticed there's no cars coming on the other way.
Oh,
and I was thinking, what's going on?
What's going on?
So the closer and closer I got, I started seeing like individual police cars. And then I saw there was a helicopter. There was a quad bike car-esque thing flipped over.
Oh dear.
A car and another car merked, and they had barricaded the viewing point of the cars on my side with like sheets of paper.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Like just sheets.
Oh, that's a death.
Just sheets,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, someone's dead in there. Yeah.
Like no one, they didn't want anyone to see what was happening. It was crazy.
I've never seen that in my life.
All I saw was the flip quad. And a helicopter, ambulance, and a white sheet.
Okay, say less.
All the way across.
Okay, yeah. That'll give me nightmares.
It was mad.
That'll give me nightmares for a few days.
But yeah, that barefoot thing spun me.
Fam!
Wow.
Spun me. I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Wow. Yeah, that's scary, bro. Not even to be able to witness that, but going about your business and to witness that is some scary stuff, man.
For real. Anyway, let's lighten this bitch up.
Am I the arsehole for not getting my wife anything on Mother's Day? I, 34 male, did not buy or get anything for my wife on Mother's Day, and let me explain why. My wife and her friend planned a trip to the beach for 4 days, which fell on Mother's Day. So I thought to myself that since I'm watching the kids while she's gone, that would count as a gift, since she wouldn't be here to celebrate that day. And I would get home that night on Mother's Day. She gets home and realizes that I didn't do anything for her, and later tells me that she's upset, and the message was received loud and clear. I tried to explain my reasoning and the thought process, but she didn't agree. So am I the arsehole? Short one.
Yeah, super short. So Mother's Day,
she went away with a girl for 4 days to the beach. The day she came back, landed on Mother's Day, but she came back that night.
Mm.
The pops was at home, or the husband was at home with the kids. So he didn't really feel the need to do anything to celebrate Mother's Day, considering she wasn't there. When she came back that night, she was like, Mother's Day, while she expected something, she got nothing. Back and forth. Is he the arsehole?
Interesting. I think a kind of easy one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just get like, I can understand like not making a big deal,
mm-hmm.
but just get something in it. Mm. It's just I don't know if it's necessarily arsehole territory. It's just like common sense.
Facts. It's not arsehole territory.
Yeah. You're just not doing up common sense, bro.
Yeah.
If it's Mother's Day and she's gonna be there on that day, regardless if it's the morning or evening or whatever, mm-hmm. get her something, bro. Mm. Just save yourself the grief.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Something, bro. What is this foolishness? A man said, also, one asshole thing he did say was, I thought it was gift enough that she'd been away for 4 days and I was looking after the kids.
Yeah.
Looking after your own youths is not a present to someone else.
Yeah, facts.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. And the fact that I think he is an asshole because he, in his mind, thought, like you said, I'm looking after the kids, and two, by the time she comes back, the day will be done. She's going to be knackered, whatever. So there's no real reason to celebrate. But he's been thinking about that all day.
Yeah,
so
facts.
He knows for a fact what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
He still thinks in his mind his reason is correct.
Yeah, he's calculating reasons why not to get her a gift.
Mm.
And if you can justify reasons not to get her a gift, you might as well just go shop and get her a gift.
So that's why he's the arsehole.
Bang,
so,
gang, yeah. We did that.
Yeah,
we really did that. Yeah. Fuck, we're good at this. Anyway, Guys, thank you for today. Very buff episode as always. Man. And guys, you know what to do. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and catch us on Thursday. Yes, thank you very much. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.